You should have listened to your friends. I get paid for a reason. I need your photo identification, please. I need your photo identification, please. I need your photo identification, please. These are the last drinks. The last drinks you'll ever have. Did I just see you trip? Are you having fun? How many drinks have you had tonight? I don't wanna know, mate. I can see it on your face. You need to come with me. You need to come with me right now. These are the last drinks! The last drinks you'll ever have! These are the last drinks! The last drinks you'll ever have!
Woo!
Oh. Oh.
Hey, it worked.
That was
raw.
That was absolutely huge. Thanks so much for being here. Obviously, the RML College of Music Alumni.gov bringing the heat here in the studio. Thank you so much for that. Hey, how'd you find that?
Yeah, that was fun, man.
Yeah,
I mean, I've just learned so much from you over the years that I can see it now in that performance.
Yeah,
it's absolutely culminated.
Yeah. Look, you're able to sell out the Oaf like that, aren't you? You know, you're able to sell out.
Oh, me and DJ Kmart, you know.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Oh, DJ Kmart. You know, he's mates with Little Aldi.
Oh, really?
Oh, so
yeah. We're bros.
You've given us a USB of beats, have you?
Yeah. I put it in a briefcase. I put it around the corner. If you
put
your name on it.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's sweet, that man.
DJ Kmart, is it?
Yeah, that's DJ Kmart. That's actually Little Aldi on guitar, though. It's a collab.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
this is real chill, man.
So wait, you've given us like a few beats here. Do you want us to play the rest, or?
Yeah, man, why not? Whip it out.
Oh, I gotta say, this is chill.
Whoa.
Holy hell.
I just want to sit down now.
Yeah,
this is tight.
Don't, though, because you're standing, Mike.
Do you know who played guitar on this? This is...
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't sound like Little Aldi, does it? I mean, I don't know. That could be...
Who is this?
Geez, that sounds like MC Council, Newtown Council.
Your mates with him as well.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, I live within him, so...
You live
with
him?
We got a strong bond and all that.
This is dope, man.
Don't you live in, like, a one-room apartment?
I actually live on the street.
Oh, right.
I'd smoke weed to this.
But I pay rent, so it's technically, an arrangement, you know?
Yeah, oi, this, you could smoke some serious weed to this, I reckon.
So we got another beat here. What is this?
Oh, wait, yeah.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Support act.
It's emotional.
Oi, we need to get this guy on our label. We need to get this guy.
Stone's Throw has already picked these.
Ah, real, okay. Yeah. All right. Real?
Real?
Okay.
They don't know what they're doing. I could have sold these guys.
Oh. We need to get these guys in Berlin now.
Dude, they could have sold out Oaf like that every week.
Yep. Metro, Oaf. What a...
Same like night.
That. So this is your mate, is it, DJ .gov?
Yeah, this is .org.
Oh, okay.
All right. Kind of ripped your name off a bit, did he?
Well, we're mates, you know. So it's sort of like Little Richard and Little Aldi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. God.
Real
that
cool.
is a tight beat, though.
Yeah, I'm loving that.
Yeah, that's really
cool.
How did he get it? He gets it like so on the beat every...
Okay, let's talk about getting these guys on our College of Music during the song here. After the break, we'll be playing some Wii with you, if that's okay. You're
yeah, I love playing with Wii.
All right, cool. All right, here's the song Nickelodeon Dreams. It's by Harry Merry. You've got to tune to RML on FBI.
Upon heads,
with a flex. Harpo's the only one that we sing for. He spent a life making us relaxy. Don't get to think hard. It's easy, that's Katie Hall. It's in an awkward course. The bottom bar inside the right mouses are everywhere in. People spend the most behind us is going like this. He can't do this, fill in the first place. Such a waste. After the drink, the drink of our meal starts. The food will eat cake in the canteen. Have some tea. It's rainy, friendly, heavily outside. Winter is coming, so it's the right time for the cinema. Now it is the second half. We'll start the let's go back. I don't want to miss it. I want to know how the story will develop. It's a terrible mistake, this is not the same film at all. Who's that there? Fred Astaire. Why is it Danny Rock saying something? Are we in the wrong room? No, we're not. Thanks a lot. Nobody here, we're the only ones left. The film is spinning, I see brown circles becoming bigger. Something's wrong, I'm gonna know to find a manager. Not to say she might take some harm alone. Smile on Candace. Camera shook, 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 shook.
Nickelodeon Dreams by Harry Merry. Beautiful. You got to tune to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for being with us. Number to text in is 0409-945-945 if you have something to say about this show. We're lucky enough to have with us in the studio Sydney's crime wave, Prince.gov, who treated us to a beautiful rendition of his track Last Drinks in the previous mic break. We are now going to play some a game of Wii, as we usually do with our guests. Bernie, please boot it up.
Yeah, all right.
Let's, I'll just put the disc in here. Hang on.
Very cool.
Or is this Wii, what's it called?
We've got the game here, Wii Nightclub 08, live. So I feel like...
hectic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any reason for the year, like 08?
I think the nightclub seems...
It's just when it was all happening, I think.
Yeah, that's...
Actually, Nintendo were sort of trying to market themselves a bit more to a mature audience back in 08, so they brought out Wii Westworld, we got Wii International Diplomacy, the game, and Wii Bar Staff Roster Simulator.
Mm.
That was great, yeah. That started flooding on the scene at that time, and I think Wii Nightclub was probably the most popular of this new era of gaming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All
right. Would you boys agree?
Yeah. All right, let's... all our controllers connected.
Okay, hang on. Just got the batteries in. It looks... Okay, we're in.
All right, we're in. Now,
it's hard to focus. It's so good.
The first step of a nightclub is obviously looking fresh. So, what do we got on, boys?
Okay, right. I'm wearing a purple suit.
Yeah.
With, custom tie, custom-made silk.
Very cool.
Silk zebra tie.
All right.
What do you boys reckon?
All right.
I got some cufflinks on.
Yeah?
They're looking good.
You're looking really cool. All right, .gov, you choose now. What would you like to wear, man, to go to the club?
I'd like to wear some ladies' lingerie.
Okay.
Okay, you haven't selected a ladies' but
Victoria's Secret would be
nice. That's going to be hard to do.
That's racy.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, here we are. We're in the Hummerzine now. Look at us rolling down the street.
Oh, this is such I love how it's multiplayer. Like, we can all get in there. We're all in the Hummerzine.
Yeah, here we go. All right.
Champers.
Champers.
Pop the champers.
Pop it.
Love it.
All right.
Let's see if we can get in the front door.
Shots.
Let's do it.
Shots before we go in.
Yeah. Shots.
You got to do around the corner there.
Amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Around the corner.
Right,
good point.
Pull our knees up around the corner.
Pull around there. All right, yeah, cool. All right, Bernie, let's do the shots.
1, 2, 3.
Lovely. Amazing. Love it. Yeah, okay.
This game is so immersive.
All right, let's go into the club. I'm loving this music.
Oh, this beat is tight. Okay.
This is cool. Yeah. Awesome.
All right. I'm going to go up and talk to a girl.
You going to dance?
Yeah. All right. So, they've given me a few options here to choose from. So I can try and be friendly with her. I can play hard to get, or I can coerce her.
Okay. Well, let's just be... I don't know.
I'll be friendly.
I'll be friendly today. All right, and we're dancing now.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't get this mechanic here. Let's just What is this, a bottle of Grey Goose?
Oh, a bottle of Grey Goose.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on. How do you... This is pretty cool.
Oh, my... Okay.
Whoa! Bring it about. Bernie. Whoa, Bernie. Okay.
Oh, he's just... You're just running around...
Oh, Bernie, that's a bouncer's head.
Okay, that's the Grey Goose.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
okay,
the Grey Goose.
You can't run around throwing Grey Goose on people's heads in a club.
I reckon I'm going to press A and... climb the scaffolding.
Yeah.
To impress to a girl.
Okay.
Was the option, I think it was.
All right. Well, luckily
yeah,
we're outside.
There was an option there.
I'll have to wait until next time because yeah. we just parked it.
Yeah, just jumped it. Hey.
.gov, thanks so much for being with us here in the studio. I mean, what a wonderful game of Wii there. We'll go to a song now. It's called Back Together. It's by Metronomy. It's from their wonderful album Summer 08. Came out a year ago. You're listening to RML on FBI.
Some time inside my diary. Now, let's see. Yeah, Monday looks quite good to me.
Monday looks quite good to me, too. I'll see if I can book us a table. Someplace really, really good.
Yeah, they go.
Oh, that's Brent Jeffries.
Brent Jeffries.
What is Brent Jeffries doing here?
I see, he's cooking up a storm.
They brought the sandwich press back.
No. Sorry, you boys haven't heard.
No. What is it?
No, I haven't heard.
Brent Jeffries. He got hired by FBI. Mm-hmm. He's the new in-house chef. So, I mean, it's so dope, yeah, because he'll cook anything.
Wow. It doesn't feel like there's ever enough people here to necessitate having, like, a chef in
In-house.
Around the clock, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, look what he's wearing. He's got the full chef hat.
Yeah, the apron. I don't know why I didn't notice that before. It's full-on chef outfit, yeah. It's a little hat.
What's it? Yeah, I mean, he's got it's not noticeable.
Storm. He's got,
you can almost hear it sizzling from here.
He's got a f***ing storm out there, man. Holy shit, what is that?
Black smoke.
Butterfly chicken.
Got a casserole on.
He's holding up a dessert menu. No, I'm good.
Olive casserole.
Is that a list of wines? No.
Dessert wines. All right, yeah, maybe a red, but...
I think he was giving it to someone else. No, he's coming in the studio. Yeah. Brent, no, we're good.
He's eager, I'll give him that. He's eager. No doubt about it. All right, here he comes in with the olive casserole.
I think he's trying to ask which door. We're good, man.
He's been here for like a week. He doesn't know how to get in here. Brent, mate, no.
He hasn't been here that long.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the other door, but we don't want any, though.
He's laughing, but I think he's... I don't know why he's laughing.
He's got a great sense of humor. I really enjoy his company. He's got a... He brings a great vibrancy to the atmosphere. And, yeah. I really enjoy it, actually.
Mm.
That's a big knife.
It's like comically large.
Just throwing it around. God. What's he doing with that? It's like a machete.
It looks like a throwing knife, actually.
He's a real... he's an exhibitionist, isn't he?
Yeah. He knows we're watching. That's the thing. He knows. We're kind of the corner of our eye. We're looking over and seeing, you know, what Brent's up to. And he loves that. He plays on that. Yeah. He does some tricks and things.
Yeah.
And, look now. Wow.
That's well said.
Jeffries.
None, thanks. We're just recording at the moment.
No, thanks.
No.
Thanks, Brent.
Brent.
Gosh, look, he's got a big pot of soup or something.
That's very hot.
He's like, holding it without mitts. Gosh, that would hurt.
He's sweating so much. Look at him. I'm sure he stinks. I don't want, even if the food's nice, I don't want it. He looks like he stinks.
He's sweating.
Yeah, like he's hovering over it as well, and you can see like the perspiration on his forehead.
Yeah,
so he's
it's
so
it's definitely
though.
Dropping in
he's
there.
He's so happy. Look at him.
He just spat in the soup for some reason.
It was like a
honestly,
Fleming
who is,
one as
yeah,
well.
Who is he making this for, though? Because there's like, there's us here.
It's us in here.
And there's a few people out in the foyer, but they've all had lunch earlier. I saw them eating.
Yeah.
He bills himself as like chef / performance artist. So an interesting combo, and one that I think FBI would very much get on board with, and obviously in a big way they have. I mean, he's here every day of the week, and we're here on Sunday. Actually, this is the pre-record segment of this show. And he's here, he's in full get up. There's just us three here and one other person, and as you say, three tankards of casserole on the boil.
Every time
sweating.
A bit of a showman, yeah.
Showman. Very much
what's
a showman.
What's his background? So he was teppanyaki chef, but he doesn't look Japanese at all.
Teppanyaki chef at the Daikoku, I think was the name of the restaurant. Okay. Yeah, obviously let go for chopping up the rat live on air. But
on air.
It was being recorded for Getaway. You know, he used to live... Yeah. No, he used to live in, like, Thailand or Japan or some shit.
So he sort of amped it up just for the show, I think.
Yeah, what's the guy's name? The,
G'day, or welcome to Getaway. G'day.
Mike Whitney?
Yeah.
No, that's Sydney Weekender.
Oh, anyway, whatever his name is. He was there being like, you know, g'day, we're here at the teppanyaki. Our man Brent here, he's going to cook up a storm for us. And Brent goes... You're damn bloody right. And he whips out the light.
And he does the rat.
He just starts going at the rat. Obviously, as we mentioned, the squealing was really something to behold. And weirdly enough, they left slight elements of it in the final edit. This you can hear some of the rat squeal.
Oh, God, you would. I mean, that's bound to get some hits.
But. I think he was going for kind of like a... He was a bit... From what I've spoken to him very briefly, but it seemed as if he was kind of... he was looking for viral success. And what better way than... What better way than to feed a live rat to some unsuspecting customers on a getaway?
Well, the thing is, they didn't actually eat it. It was pretty obvious that he was chopping up a rat, and nobody took the bait.
Yeah,
I did talk to him last week, and I brought up the rat.
Yeah,
and he said that it was an analogy for his career, chopping up the rat, so to speak.
Okay, sounds like tenuous at best.
Yeah, and I said, okay, yeah, what's an analogy for? Like what? Can you explain further, Brent Jeffries? And he just walked off and started cooking again.
He's mysterious. I think he's mysterious.
He's got a few screws loose up there.
A couple. Certainly unhinged would be one word I'd use. But
I think he is not as smart as he thinks he is. That's what I'll say.
He can hold a knife. He knows which end of the knife to hold.
I don't think anybody's denying that, Bernie. I mean, he's a fool for those errands. I mean, look at him, he's running.
He's not even looking at us anymore. He's still smiling while he's looking into the pots.
There's something in them, yeah.
Oddly enough, for anybody that's not aware, in the studio here, the kitchen is actually facing the other way, that the pots are on the opposite side, but he's actually at the... A very serious request on his part. He's had mirrors installed sort of on the wall so that he's able to kind of just look at us and look at those in the studio at any time, and kind of so he can keep his eyes on the meal and also his eyes on the prize.
Yeah, just to give people at home an idea of how the FBI studio system is set up,
the layout,
the floor plan. This studio that we're in right now backs right up onto the kitchen. So the kitchen we're looking at, it's about, what would you boys say, 5 by 5?
Yeah, it's elevated by a couple of feet though.
Yeah,
as Mitch was saying, I mean, it is on a slightly raised platform, which I think plays into his affinity for the exhibitionist aspect of what he does. And I suppose he really feels as if it's a performance what he's doing, and that's
in the middle of the room.
And in a weird way it sort of is. I mean, I can't really deny the performance art.
What's he doing?
He's just wiping his brow. He's sweating so much out there.
Why is he cooking so... We should probably go and find out why he's cooking so much food, because there's no one here. He must be cooking for something later in the week.
He's got the stoves on full ball. Even though there's nothing... There's a couple free, but I can see there's them.
He's got a wok with just nothing in it. It's just heat, like boiling hot wok with nothing in it.
There's oil. He keeps putting oil into it, but like he's preparing for something, but he doesn't put anything on top of the oil.
Just a constant stream of boiling olive oil for no particular reason that I can see.
Yeah.
It's almost as if he's just sort of using the electricity as some kind of like political statement. I think he just...
But he doesn't have much going on up in the head, so
no, this is the thing. This is what I say. Yeah. He's not as smart as he thinks. This is what I'm saying.
But he said the rat was an analogy.
A statement.
So...
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the thing, though. I mean... Do we just take that at face value? I mean, I don't, for sure.
I think he might have just heard the phrase and he's repeating it now. Like,
he does do that. It's a statement. He does do that, yeah.
A lot, actually.
I've noticed that, yeah.
They'll just sort of use words.
Yeah. Brent Jeffries, FBI cook.
FBI chef Brent Jeffries.
Glad to have him.
Absolutely very glad to have him here. There he is. Hey, wave, guys.
Waving. He's holding up the menu again.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I feel bad now.
The dessert menu.
I can't decline twice.
Yeah, the Shandong. Oh, God, no.
He's bringing the pot over.
Other door, mate. Okay. He still doesn't... He's only been here a week. Got him. Fair play to him.
Gosh, no. He's under the... You know, he's at boiling point out there. He's putting stress on himself.
He's very drunk. Very drunk indeed.
His IQ would be... it'd be bordering on, you know, the lowest I've seen.
Bordering on zero.
No, he's a performance artist, so...
Okay, so it's all fine.
No, it's all a big act, so it must be entirely.
Oh, right.
Probably not real blood. We probably don't have to do anything about that. It doesn't look like real blood, does it?
There's definitely a point to it. It's not just random sort of... He's not just palming off stuff he's doing as performance art. There's definitely a point to it. There's a message, for sure.
It's got
to
be.
Just the Shandon. I will have just a glass of Shandon. Oh, my God.
Other door.
Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio.
Thank you.
Life's What You Make It by Daphne, alternative moniker of Caribou, a.k.a. Dan Snaith. The most recent album just came out. It's called Jolie My. Very cool stuff. You're listening to RML on FBI Radio 94.5.
Okay, I can't see Brent anymore. Everything's still on. All the gas is still on.
Is he taking a smoke break?
Oh, he's at the front. Is he?
Is that a joint? You're listening to RML. We're back with you. RML on FBI Radio. Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. Thank you so much for being with us. I hope you're having a wonderful day and enjoying this broadcast. So I've just got some pad thai here prepared by Brent.
It's pretty chewy.
It's, I'll say it, it's far from fresh.
It looks more like spag bol.
When we say he's a chef and performance artist, I'd say he's more of a performance artist than a chef. Mm.
And even then, it's stretching it. I mean, I think he's a... I think he's just sort of intellectually subpar, basically.
Yeah. Mm. I don't think any one of us wanted to say it, but, I mean...
That's putting it very, very nicely, I'd say. I mean, I could use a few other words, but I'm not.
No.
Mm.
I'm not. Yuck.
Sorry, I just saw a really disturbing photo on the internet.
That'll happen, Bernie.
That'll happen when you're... What website are you on again?
Facebook.com.
Yeah. I mean, but with the stuff that you like, Bernie, with the pages you like, I'd expect it.
What is it? What did you see, man? Remember, this is an audio medium. We can't exactly see what you're talking
about. Gosh, I keep forgetting. It's a page called Work Drinks Gone Wrong. And this guy has a... He just has this shard of... This massive f***ing shard of glass. It's got this page called Work Drinks Gone Wrong. And there's this guy... A picture of this guy, like, front on with a massive f***ing shard of glass just, like, hanging out of his neck. And there's blood just trickling down his like his neck and then onto his chest, and it looks like he's screaming. And everybody around him is just in absolute a state of panic, and it's so like gory.
Probably should have given a graphic content warning prior to that explanation.
Yeah,
I felt.
Probably.
I mean, so I didn't get one.
Apologies for anybody out there that was offended by that.
So I didn't get
of, now's your graphic. Yeah, now's the warning.
I mean, I didn't get one when I liked that page. Work Drinks Gone Wrong on Facebook.
What other content did it have in order for you to feel as if it was a good idea to have it regularly appear in your feed?
I just thought it was a funny little thing. Like, I only like pages for their titles. Yeah. I don't actually look into what's actually on the page. Work Drinks Gone Wrong. I was like, I've been at a few work drinks that have gone wrong.
I've never had any that bad, though.
That sounds like it's gone quite wrong.
Yeah.
If there's a shard of glass hanging out. I don't know if it's real.
Okay.
Hey, let's, can we flip the script on this shit? I mean, like, Work Drinks Gone Wrong. There's so much negativity, especially on Facebook.com. Like, can we just, what about Work Drinks Gone Right? How about that?
How about it?
Yeah, I reckon. So, Mitch, you have a job. Have you done work drinks recently, and how'd it go right?
How'd it go right? Well, everyone had, like, a smashing good time. I mean, you get a couple of beers down, you do a bit of trivia. Yeah, get a few right answers, have a bit of pizza. What isn't there to like about that? I guess maybe that's the issue. There's not much to tell when it goes right.
Yeah, there's no drama.
You know, we didn't end up in like Platinum Girls or something. We just sort of...
Is that work drinks going wrong?
That's going very right.
That sounds great, man. Do you remember any questions in particular that you got right?
Trivia.
In trivia, yeah, it was mostly movie stuff. And you know me, I don't remember much about the movies I have watched, unfortunately. But I just sort of guessed like Jurassic Park for most of them, and eventually something will be right.
Hey, you're not going to go that wrong with that one. It's a pretty popular film.
Yeah.
Had a huge impact on mainstream culture.
Actually, we have a segment coming up where we take your favorite dinosaurs from the movie Jurassic Park. We've invested in a new simulator here in the studio, and we're going to pitch them against each other, see who wins. That's coming up later in the show.
It's part of us sort of flipping the script on this whole kind of radio thing.
We're flipping the script.
We're pretty much flipping the script on like what it is to present on radio. And in a really quite a big way. So as Brendan said, we've got the sort of simulation.
Exactly. 2000, was it like meant for release in 2000 or something?
No, that's just how many dinosaurs there are.
In general?
No, on the simulator machine.
Oh, okay.
So they made up a few then, because there wouldn't have been that many.
There's definitely more than 2,000 dinosaurs, Mitch. Please. Okay.
All right.
More you know.
We'll be listing them off later.
We'll list them off later, so...
All 2,000.
Well...
"50/50 Clown" by Cocteau Twins from their wonderful album Heaven or Las Vegas came out in 1990. Wow, seems just like yesterday. You're listening to RML, Robbie's Modern Life, on FBI Radio 94.5 with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell.
And we're back. We're here with the Dinosaur Simulator 2000 on FBI Radio 94.5 with your boys, Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. We've had a number of texts come through. One from Jennifer saying, pterodactyl.
Sliding on the machine here.
Pterodactyl with an AK-47 from Jennifer in Coogee.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to just type that one in, Bernie?
Okay, it's a little bit glitchy here. Hang on.
No, you spell it with a P. That's why you're not finding it.
Tyrannosaurus Rex with an AK-47. That's from Terry in the Hills District.
Okay, so what? Okay, I'm typing
this
in.
My mother.
We got Tyrannosaurus Rex with an AK.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just load up the AK. That's taking a while to render an AK. All right, there it is. Holding it and firing it.
Thank you.
I wouldn't have expected that.
Okay, so it seems...
So we've loaded up the T-Rex with the AK.
Okay, so it's loaded now?
We need an opponent.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was the fight. That was the loading screen.
No, yeah, that was just...
That was just the loading
that
screen.
That was the loading sound. God, that took so long to render.
It was loud as well.
Sorry, you were reading the text. There was another dinosaur?
There was another dinosaur here. We've got
And what was the weapon?
Tyrannosaurus Rex with an AK.
Yeah, we got that loaded up.
Yeah, we got that one. We got
That's all we just loaded up.
Okay.
They got a Stegosaurus. Here. What the hell? How's
okay,
that
a Stegosaurus with a... what is that, bazooka?
Yeah, bazooka. And that's from... who's that from? Michael and Koji.
Okay, let me just load this up.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty slow. It's from 2000.
Oh, God, it looks awful. It's just, like, clipping. There's a lot of, there it is loaded up. There's a lot of map titles for how little variance there is between the maps. You can see a drop-down list of about 100.
Okay.
That's still loading up?
Just loading up now.
It's loading.
Got the bazooka.
Still loading. It's still loading.
Really, really, really glitchy simulator.
Sounds Has it started?
Sounds a little like they got a mounted grenade launcher instead of a bazooka there. It's kind of glitchy. Okay, they're fighting. Here we go.
Okay, point. 3, 2, 1.
Hit that.
And fight.
I can't even see who's winning.
No, I know. It's like 3 pixels on the screen.
Is that a missile?
Oh my God.
Okay. Looks like the T-Rex died.
Yeah. That was unexpected.
Okay, that's the T-Rex dying. Wow.
It's weird, the T-Rex is dressed in like New South Wales police uniform.
Yeah.
Look, that seems a bit off, to be honest.
I didn't code that in.
Yeah.
Whoever really coded off. That in is quite off. Yeah. But there you go. Stegosaurus with the bazooka beats the T-Rex with the AK. Wow.
Congratulations, Jennifer. Your dinosaur has won. And that concludes the first run of Dinosaur Simulator 2000 as...
sponsored by Dinosaur Simulator, which is...
the company that made it.
The company that made it.
And financed by us at RML, no doubt. I can't wait to see it in its final...
Yeah. Oh...
It's pretty glitchy still.
It's a very glitchy machine.
Let's say it's certainly in beta mode right now.
Oh, yeah.
Should we just shut it down?
No. I want to watch something. Well, maybe while we go to a song. And we'll try
we'll go to a song and watch another fight. Okay, yeah. Here's a song. You're listening to RML on FBR Radio, Dinosaur Simulator 2000. Very excited. I can't wait for you all to enjoy it. All right, why don't you put a...
Velociraptor, maybe.
Velociraptor with an AK.
Yeah, load that up.
Yeah, I love it.
I wish it was like preload. Like, we've already loaded the.
So dope,
the AK.
Yeah.
I don't know why I need to do it again.
Yeah.
Ooh!
Holy shit!
Dude, it's just shooting in the air. That's so dope.
Is that a nuclear weapon?
Whoa!
Yep.
Sultry, beautiful sounds of Better Person there with his song. Okay, it's I think it's in Polish. I'm gonna give it a go. It's Zakochani Solowajk. Okay,
and that's it.
If you'd like to listen back, check the programs page. We've got all the tunes there that we're playing. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. Thanks so much for being with us. Loving your company.
No problem.
Okay, now it's time for a little fan correspondence.
Was that a letter you got there?
I've got a letter here. We've been hearing a lot from the fans. They like to send sort of lengthy sort of correspondences and we love to kind of read them out and address them on air here. So we have one here. I've got a letter.
We haven't read it. It's still sealed.
Let me just open it. Okay.
Looks like you just ripped it open.
All right.
Why don't you just read it on air?
Yeah, I might do that. G'day, Robbie, Bernie, and Mitchell from the Sydney radio show Robbie's Modern Life. My name is Lieutenant Franz Casey, and I am writing this letter to you from behind bars.
Oh.
Yep, you read that right. I'm locked up, currently situated in the Goulburn Supermax Correctional Facility. I'm not actually a lieutenant. The boys just gave me that nickname because I control the supply of cigarettes in the jail. Oh. Okay, I know what you're thinking. An inmate, a prisoner, a felon, a fan of your show? Please, don't be so quick to judge me. Give me a chance to explain myself. It's a complex situation. I hope that you are able to put this letter to air in a positive, in a possible return of your great fan correspondence segment. Okay.
There we go. Right.
I've been listening to RML for months. We're driven by routine in here. 6 a.m. wake and shower, 7 a.m. brekkie, 8 a.m. yard time, 9 a.m. head count. 9:30 a.m. yard time, 11 a.m. brunch, and at midday we are allowed an hour of casual recreation time. I spend tuned to this great show. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
As much as this letter is a thank you for what you've done, it's a thank you for what I hope with all my heart and soul you're going to do.
Okay. Ooh, that sounds ominous.
That's very ominous.
Sort of. I guess. I don't know. Let's keep reading.
All right.
You've given me hours upon hours of entertainment. Now all I ask for is my freedom. The chance to take a breath of fresh air, to run along a country road, to make love in the rain, to see my kids again.
Do you want us to like help pass a bill or something?
I have been behind bars for 30 long years, and with a life sentence, I have no hope of ever seeing my kid again. That's why I need you guys to break me out.
Oh,
oh, all right.
Okay, this is
sus. I don't know if... Yeah, wow.
I have attached a detailed topographical map of the correctional facility I'm locked up in, as well as an itinerary of items you'll need to pull it off. Cool. All right, he's stapled an itinerary of items. Let me just rip it off.
My hands are getting sweaty.
Yeah, that we're going to need to pull off this prison break. Okay, he says he wants a longbow T-76 sniper rifle with thermo red dot sight, shovels, 28 kilos of military-grade dynamite, steel-capped boots, he wants Tim's preferably, thermo binoculars, optional red dot sight, snacks including Uncle Toby's muesli bars times 5. That's the 12-pack, not the 6-pack, apparently.
He wants to stinge out.
What's the budget on this?
I don't know. He wants gloves. He wants a hang glider. He wants parachutes, wingsuit, jetpack, if budget allows, and a map, which is provided here. Okay, he goes on. He says, I've planned the escape for the start of November when the next full moon lights the southern skies. I'll meet you boys with the backpack of our gear, roughly 100 k's southeast of Goulburn in a town called Bungendore. Have the getaway car filled up and 3 jerry cans of unleaded E10 in the boot. Why E10? Bring 3 sets of number plates and spare rims.
Okay, yeah. So he's already out at this point. I don't get it.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're meeting him outside the jail.
Is he out?
And he's very specific with all of the gear, but then the time, full moon, he's going by like some kind of archaic measurement. I'm not really sure.
He goes on.
It's not accurate, is it?
No. If you guys really care about your incarcerated listeners, you'll do me this solid. And maybe one day I'll be able to see my kid again. I'll be listening to the show, and let me know if you agree to this terms. Whatever you do, this has to stay between you three and I. If this goes public, I'll be put... If this goes public, I'll be put in solitary confinement for a year with only wheat griscuits and sour milk to live on. I will write again soon. Regards, Franz Casey, Lieutenant. Okay.
That's terrible.
I suppose that was...
just went public.
Yeah, we should have pre-read that, I suppose.
Well, gosh, it's hard to do.
At the start, he said...
He said to Eric, didn't I? Swear.
I think
he
so.
Said
was it Eric. Like two separate pages and we've accidentally read the confidential one?
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, well. Okay, well, we'll talk about it off air.
All right.
This is the song Killer Bees by Demon Days. And also, we should say, if you'd like to get in touch with the show and contribute to these wonderful fan correspondences, you can send a message to the Facebook page that's now live. It's Robbie's Modern Life on Facebook. Or we have a P.O. Box, don't we?
P.O. Box, yeah. P.O. Box located here in Sydney.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, here's the song Killer Bees by Demon Days.
Thank you.
Killer Bees by Demon Days, a Perth four-piece, beautiful stuff. They've got a gig coming up this Thursday, 12th of October at Brighton Up Bar. It's $10. Head along. Should be pretty cool. Hey, got to tune Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5. Thanks so much for being with us. Now it's time for the game that we've all been waiting for. It's called Tune Out.
You're tuned to Robbie's Modern Life right now, but you might not be very soon. If you're participating in this game, if we read out what you're doing or the category you fall into, you're going to have to tune out of the show.
Maybe we'll call you out directly, and then you'll have to tune out.
Okay, here we go, boys.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started. If you're an arts student, get that dial down, tune out, okay?
Oh, tune out! Get the hell out of here!
If you're not voting yes, tune out and smoke some dope, you backwards hillbilly. Dan Gordon, if you're listening, mate, I can see through the glass there. Tune out, bro. Tune out.
Okay, if you take Valium to help you sleep, tune the hell out,
okay?
You know what? If you play ball sports, it's time to give that station a miss. Or this
In
station.
Fact, if you enjoy baseball, tune the hell out.
All right, we've got our good friend Monty on the line here. Tom, how are you, bro?
Yeah, good. How are you, Robbie?
Yeah, good, thanks, man. Hey, why don't you tune out, bro?
Tune out from the show?
Yeah, as part of the game. Yeah, call in, tune out.
Oh, you just called me up and said that if I ring up, you might give me a prize.
Yeah, the prize is you got to tune out, bro.
Tune out, man.
Got him.
What? Got well, Robbie... This is, yeah, all right, okay,
all right. I got you.
I'll tune out.
Yeah, tune out.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
all right. That money I owe you, I'm not paying it.
Tune out, man.
Yeah, right, okay. Talk to you later.
Okay, all right. Yeah, real cool.
Okay, if you won, text in. If you're remaining, text in and reclaim your prize.
Okay, now everyone tune out because it's time for us to go. It's Robbie's Modern Life tuning out of the station here. Hey, goodbye, Bernie Bolgi.
I'll see you later.
Mitchell JC.
Catch you later, guys.
A big thanks again to .gov, Sydney's own crime wave prince, for coming in and singing his song Last Drinks. I've been Robbie Armfield. Again, you've been listening to RML. We're going to leave you now with a song. It's called Free Fall and it's by Tom Petty. Rest in power to that man. A very sad scenario that occurred there. So, but yeah, have a great day. Thanks for being with us.
No problem.
After the break here, you're going to have the playlist with Millie Jenner, all the music you're going to be hearing over the week. So
new music, isn't it?
New music.
Yeah.
New music, album of the week, all that sort of stuff. Please tune into that. Okay, goodbye. Have a wonderful week. Goodbye.
Have a good one.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm free falling. free.